Revelation chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from heaven to the earth, and there was given to him the key to the bottomless abyss. And he opened the bottomless abyss, and there went up smoke from the pit, like the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by the smoke from the pit. Then locusts came onto the earth from the smoke, and power was given to them as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was said to them that they should not damage the grass of the earth, or any green thing, or any tree, but only the men who did not have the seal of God in their foreheads. And it was given to them that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings a man. And in those days, men will seek death, but will not find it. And they will desire to die, but death will flee from them. And the appearance of the locusts was like horses prepared for war. And on their heads were crowns like those of gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. And they had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like those of lions. And they had breastplates like iron breastplates, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots drawn by many horses running to war. And they had tails like scorpions and stingers, and they were given power to injure men with their tails for 5 months. And they have over them a king, the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but the name he has in Greek is Apollyon. The first woe is past. Behold, after these things, two more woes are still to come. And the sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar that is before God. And it said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Loose the four angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates." Then the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were loosed, so that they might kill a third of men. And the number of the armies of the horsemen was 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. And so I saw the horses in the vision, and those sitting on them, who had fiery breastplates, even like jaseneth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were like heads of lions, and fire and smoke and brimstone shoot out of their mouths. By these three, a third of men were killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone that shoot out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouths, for their tails are like serpents and have heads, and with them they inflict wounds. But the rest of the men who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the works of their hands, that they might not worship demons and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and wood, which do not have the power to see, nor to hear, nor to walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thievery.